CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 28th of June 2026. Here are the main news headlines. Join tonight at 8 in July to learn about this summer's solar eclipse and how you can take part. New speakers confirmed for the RSGB 2026 convention. Send your nominations for the RSGB G5RP trophy. Did you know that a solar eclipse will be visible in the UK this summer? It will be a total eclipse for areas west of the UK, and at its maximum there will be about 90% totality. This lends itself to unique opportunity for HF propagation experiments, and you can get involved in a special tonight at 8 on Monday the 6th of July. RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chairman Steve Nichols, G0KYA, will explain how the committee has been drawing up plans for RSGB members to participate. These include experiments with monitoring medium-wave stations in the UK, Morocco and Algeria. An 80-metre CW contest is also being arranged, and other radio amateurs are being encouraged to run WSPR on 80 metres during the eclipse. During the webinar, Steve will outline what you can expect and why, as well as how you can take part. You can join the webinar and ask questions live via the RSGB's YouTube channel or special BATC channel. You can view the latest Tonight at 8 programme by visiting rsgb.org/webinars. Are you up to date with the latest developments in the microwave community, or perhaps you'd like to learn about low Earth orbiting satellites? Perhaps you'd like to improve your knowledge of the pioneering women of British amateur radio, or are you interested in understanding your SDR through IQ visualization? Who isn't? These are all topics the RSGB is excited to have on the programme for its upcoming convention between the 9th and 11th of October. You can see the full speaker list by going to rsgb.org/convention and selecting RSGB 2026 Convention Speakers from the right-hand menu. The Society has confirmed that it has frozen ticket prices, and you can buy this year's tickets at last year's. This means that you can make the most of the early bird pricing and buy your weekend ticket for only £49. Buy your ticket now and enjoy a weekend of learning inspiration and making connections. The RSGB G5RP Trophy is an annual award to encourage newcomers to HFDXing. The award is open to anyone who has recently discovered and made significant progress in HFDXing. If you're an established HFDXer and you want to recommend someone to be awarded the G5RP Trophy for 2006, now is the time to send in your nomination. It should be an up-and-coming HFDXer who has made rapid progress in the last year and has some real achievement to show for it, for example, a good total of new countries worked or some substantial HFD expedition activity. Please send your nominations to RSGB HF Manager Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, via hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for nominations is the Friday the 11th of September 2026. Are you studying for your foundation or intermediate level exam? Did you know that the RSGB recently released three new mock exams for each level? The new papers take into account all the changes to the syllabus and exam question bank that have been made since the last sets of mock exam papers were published. Please make sure that you are using the latest versions for your revisions by going to rsgb.org/mock-exams. The famous Grimmerton radio station will be on the air on Sunday the 5th of July at the unique Alexanderson alternator with the call sign SAQ is scheduled for two transmissions on 17.2 kHz using CW. At 0830 UTC, the alternator will be started up, and 0900 UTC, the first transmission takes place. Second transmission is scheduled for 1300 UTC. You can read more about the event in the historic transmitter at alexander.n.se. Finally, don't forget to listen out for all the amateur radio stations that will be on the air for International Museums on the Air today, 28th of June. More info about the event, visit tinyurl.com/IMOTA figures 2026. Please send details of your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk no later than 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and event, today the 28th, the Cornish Radio Amateur Radio Club club rally is taking place at Penair School in Truro. The doors open at 10:15 a.m. Admission £3. Traders bring and buy and refreshments available. More information, contact Jan Luke at figures 1954@hotmail.co.uk. Barford Norfolk Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 5th of July at Barford Village Hall and Green, Barford in Norwich, NR94AB. Doors open 9 a.m. for visitors. The event features trade stands, car boot sales, bring and buy, charity raffle, repeater groups, catering and free car parking. Entry costs £3 per person, but under 16s admitted free. More information, visit tinyurl.com/Barford figures 2026. Or email David, G7URP, at radio@dcpmicro.com. Broadcast Engineering Museum has an open day on Sunday the 5th of July at 11 a.m. The museum is located at 41 Kappa Avenue, Hemsworth Cliff, near Gainsborough, in Lynx DN215XS. The museum is a home for one of the largest collection of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. More information, go to becg.org.uk/events. Also on Sunday the 5th, Newbury Radio Rally takes place at Newbury Showground, RG89QZ. The entrance fee is £4 per person, but there's no charge for under 16s. Free parking is available on site. More info, visit nadars.org.uk/rally.asp. Special event news, special call sign DQ40CNP is in use until the 11th of July, commemorating the 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster. The station has been worked recently on the HF bands using FT8. QSL via DL1 EAL. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World, EQSL, the DARC Community Logbook, QRZ.com and Club Log. Amateur radio operators across the USA, Canada and Mexico are activating a series of special call signs to celebrate the 26-26 FIFA World Cup. Stations are active until the 19th of July from each of these cities hosting the tournament. Look out for activity on all bands and modes. More information, go to wcfigures2026ses.org. DX News, Chaz NK8Oscar is active as 5H3DX from Tanzania until Thursday the 2nd of July. He operates his CW, FT4 and FT8 on the 40 to 6 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or directly to NK8Oscar. Derek TJ1GD is active from Mandalay Island in the Cameroons. AF095 until Wednesday the 15th of July. See QRZ.com for QSL instructions. Contest news today, the 28th UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs 0800 to 1700 UTC, all modes 5.7 to 10 gigs frequencies, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the 28th, RSGB 50 meg CW contest, 0900 to 1200 UTC, using CW on the 6 metre band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 1st of July, RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity, 4-hour contest, runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 metre band, exchanges report, 4-character locator. Also Wednesday, the 1st, is the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest. That runs from 1900 to 2100 using FT8 on the 2 metre band, exchanges report and 4-hour character locator. If you're in one, you can join the other. RSGB VHF National Field Day and the RSGB VHF Fixed Station Contest starts at 1400 UTC. Saturday the 4th runs until 1400 UTC, Sunday the 5th. Using all modes on the 642, 70 SEMS and 23 SEMS band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 5th of July, RSGB 3rd, 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. All modes on the 2 meter band exchange a signal report serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. They write, things have been quiet on the solar front, but that may about to be changed. The solar flux index has been sitting around the low 120s for a few days, and the geomagnetic KP index has been below 2. Other than a couple of M-class solar flares, activity has been rather quiet. One of the flares was the source of a faint easterly directed coronal mass ejection with no Earth-directed component. But there are a number of solar features that could change all that. Firstly, the coronal hole on the Sun's surface became geo-effective on Wednesday the 24th, meaning a solar wind stream could impact the Earth. Expect the KP2 index to rise, perhaps to 4 as a result. Maximum usable frequencies to drop. Hopefully today, the 28th, this will be clear. Meanwhile, a large sunspot group is due to appear around the Sun's eastern limb. The cluster is observed by the ESA Solar Orbiter spacecraft, and it shows an arch-like structure, or structures known as coronal loops, seen towering over the east limb. Quite what this will do for HF is hard to say, so keep an eye on solarham.com for updates. The XTB work next week includes FP/KV1J from Saint-Pierre-et-Miquelon, JD1BQB from Ogasawara, H5H3DX in Tanzania, CN2NQV from Morocco, Fox Oscar stroke F6BCW in French Polynesia, and PJ2 stroke PH2M operating from Curaçao. HF conditions have been relatively poor, with many stations complaining there isn't much activity. A quick check revealed little action on 21 megs and higher, other than sporadic openings, so it looks as though 14 and 18 are the main DX bands at the moment. NOAA predicts the solar flux index may increase to 145 by Wednesday, the 1st of July, once we get over the effects of the coronal holes. High-speed solar wind stream, the KP index, is predicted to go back down to 2. VHF and up, the typical high summer pattern of jet streams take a step back in midsummer. However, any that do crop up can give plenty of value for sporadic E, since the ionosphere is well primed by meteor debris from the June bootids. Multi-hop sporadic E paths to the US and Far East are likely to be a surprise at times, often short-lasting for individual stations, but overall, it's a good time of the season to be optimistic. It can be a challenge at this time of year, since Tropo is also a strong player due to the hot air from the land moving out across the cooler sea water around the UK. This provides ideal duct conditions that persist over the waters throughout the day, but may struggle for stations well inland. It can also cause confusion as to whether you're working sporadic E or Tropo. If it's Tropo, it will be much longer lasting and particularly good overnight on the high bands. If the path works on the 77s band, it's probably Tropo. Meteor scatter is best around the random period maximum, which is just around dawn. Rain scatter is a good option. Watch for lightning activity as a clue to intense precipitation. If you are fed up with all that, the long shot option might be aurora, but that's relatively rare in high summer and not visible easily. EME now, path losses are high as the moon is near apogee, its furthest point from Earth. Declination is also at a minimum. Sky noise is currently high but will improve as the week goes on. That's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's it from me also until next week.